Hello, and welcome to my first ever podcast. My name's Susanna, and I'm really excited that you're listening to this right now. I had to think pretty long and hard about what I was going to talk about for my first podcast. It's not like picking up the microphone and saying, oh, I've got this great topic. Everybody knows me. Everybody knows who I am. They know all my backstory, so I can just get right into the subject I want to talk about. So if you stumbled upon the podcast and you have no idea who I am, or you've read a few of my blogs, or you heard me on the radio, you might have an idea, but I thought this might be a good time to introduce myself. So I just turned 30, like 2 days ago, and I am married. I had two weddings, one in Israel and one in America. I'm currently living at home pursuing my dream of becoming a professional blogger and a public speaker. My husband's in Israel, so we're living pretty far apart right now, but we're okay. And where I came from California, in the middle, it's not a small town, but I love this place. I love my high school. I went to college here. All my best friends are here, and coming back to live in Fresno and live at my parents' house and really focus on what it is that I want to do and who it is I want to be is kind of like returning to the womb. It feels like everybody here knows me, loves me, supports me. And coming from having lived 2.5 years in the Middle East, which I say because it sounds scary, it's not. I mean, there were a few times when I was riding on the bus, honestly, where I thought, that guy looks really creepy, and maybe I should get off at the next stop. But I just watched his movements carefully. My husband is a former member of the IDF, and so he said, look, if it's the middle of summer and a guy's in a jacket, get off the bus. You don't know why he's a jacket in the middle of the summer. And it's hot in places like Florida or the desert of California. But Middle East hot is like permeating to your soul. It is so a jacket, get off the bus. But it was in the middle of summer, and I continued on my bus ride. They looked safe enough, but I never felt unsafe there. What I felt was isolated. What I felt was alone. What I felt was just kind of unloved by everyone except for my husband. And I think what it came down to was not that I was unloved, really, but that I wasn't used to being loved in the way they were used to loving, if that makes sense. My friends and I are just different. Like I said before, I don't have to tell them my backstory. They've known me over half of my life. I'm blessed to have the same friends I had freshman and sophomore year of high school. And the people that they married are just extensions of who they are. And I got so lucky. I got so lucky that the people I surround myself with know me so well. And we have such good times together still. But I didn't have that there. And initially I thought, well, I'm going away for 5 months. It'll be fine. And for the first 5 months, it was fine. After some of the Americans left the program that I was on, I had been surrounded by Americans, and I was the only one still on the farm, still teaching English, still doing the same things that I'd been doing, but now I was doing them alone. It started to get really difficult. And it got to a point where I said, I can't do this anymore. I don't even recognize myself. I'm a bitter, mean, sad person. And so I came back to Fresno, and this little idea started to form about creating a blog and starting a podcast and getting a radio show. And it really just blossomed into exactly what I want and what my goal is. And I hope that if you're listening to this, you're thinking, that's exactly what I want. I want a little idea, and I want it to blossom into exactly what I want. I want a goal to pursue. Or if you already have that goal, I hope that listening to this podcast and the podcast to come will help you refine your goals or help you reach them. I look on the surface. I know people look at me and say, oh my gosh, she's so happy. She's so confident. I want to be like her because my friends have told me that. And I'm thinking, you guys are nuts. I have been depressed for a year and a half with nobody to talk to, because if I feel depressed at 4 in the afternoon, it's 6 a.m. in America. Who am I going to call? And forget about it at noon, because that's the middle of the night for all my friends. So sometimes the outward appearances aren't always what they seem. I never put on a front. I just tried to be as happy as I could so they didn't feel bad about not being able to help me so far away. Well, what that led me to was really just an utter destruction of my soul, it felt like. And it was very hard for me to come back. Wasn't hard to come back. Oh, I was on that plane real quick. But it was hard for me to come back and not still feel the same way. You can't just leave the situation or change your environment and think everything's going to be okay. You really have to work on what the problems are. And so what I'm doing with my blog and what I'm doing with the radio show and with the podcast is addressing those small things that affect us or that we let affect us and cause us to be less than the best who we can be. And I really want to help women create the life that they want to live for the rest of their life. And I challenge women to look at the small things that affect their lives. Maybe it's getting really angry when you're standing in line at the store, and every time you're at the store, you get so filled with anger that you're nasty to the person who's checking you out, or you're nasty to the woman in front of you who's taking too long. There are times when I'm standing in line, especially when I was in Israel, because I didn't understand the language perfectly. I'm mostly fluent, but I'm not 100% fluent. And if they had an accent or if they said a word I didn't know and I couldn't understand the context, I could feel the people behind me getting angry, and it put me under such pressure that even when I left, even an hour later, I still felt that pressure. So when I talk about the anger you feel, I'm curious to know, where is that anger coming from, and challenge you to figure that out. Because if you're putting your anger off on someone else, it's just you're passing your bad day along. And I have been the brunt of that a number of times, and I am sure I have been the source. But what we need to do as women who want to live better lives, who want to be the best version of ourselves, is we have to find the source of our problem. In this example, it would be anger, and fix that so that we're not the nasty hag in line who's huffing and puffing over the fact that I can't find my credit card. And you know what? I have a small purse, and it's one of those purses that you think, gosh, how do you got everything in your purse? It's like, this is a Mary Poppins purse. What do you want? You want a spoon? I have a spoon. I have 7 pens. I have 6 lip glosses, and I have all of my cards and my money into this tiny little wallet. It's hardly a wallet. In fact, I bought it in Israel for 10 shekels, which is the equivalent of $3. And it's basically paper wrapped in tape, and I think sewn together with a button. But I really like it. It's small and it's compact. I've, of course, shoved 100 million cards in there. My Panera card, my Indian casino gaming card, all my credit cards, all my money, even some Israeli money that I forgot to exchange. But I like it and it fits. I digress. Getting back to the point of my blog, I really hope that I can inspire women from my story, because I know that people get in dark places and they don't know how to get out and they don't know who to ask for help. And I hope that I get to meet a lot of women along my way who teach me things too, because I still have a long way to go. It doesn't matter if you're 20 or 30 or 40, 50 or 60, you know, your life isn't over until the day you die. And there's always room for improvement. There's always a way to be better, to be the best version of ourselves. And that's what I want. I want in my journey to help other women, because I don't feel like I've reached the best version. I mean, I'm living at my parents' house and they're giving me money to survive. So I don't think that's the best version. I really look forward to the day when I'm a mom in my own home that I own with my husband, you know, cooking dinner and playing games. And I think I have a long way to go, but I really hope that you join me, because I think it's going to be an amazing journey. And I look back on my first 30 years and I think, wow, look at all the things I did, and where are the next 30 years going to take me? I hope they don't take me as far away from my home as they did last time, but I will forever be connected to Israel. I have citizenship there. My children will serve in their army. My in-laws are there. I will ever be forever be connected, but my true home, my heart is in California. And this is where I want to make the rest of my life. And I just want to do it in a way that highlights all of my positive qualities and makes the negative things about myself that I don't like, that I wish weren't there, kind of fade away. We're always going to make mistakes. The difference about making mistakes, I think, in your 20s and making mistakes in your 30s are hopefully the type and size. I think in your 20s, you make all sorts of mistakes that you just wake up the next day and go, well, that's what it means to be 22. And the next Friday, you make the same mistake again. I think by the time you reach your 30s, you really have to have learned from those kinds of mistakes and say, I'm older, I'm wiser, and I don't, can't, and won't do those things anymore. But we make mistakes in our 30s that we haven't encountered in our 20s, things that we didn't know, things that have to do with our mortgage, things that have to do with our marriage, things that have to do with raising children. And of course, there are going to be people who are at a different point in their timeline. All of my girlfriends from high school are moms, and they've been moms for almost 2 years at least. One of my best friends has 4 children, and she's the same age as I am. And so even though I can't relate to her being a mom, I know what it feels like to want to have children and to love children, and I have ideas about what I'll do in this situation or that situation. Even though our lives are really different, we have so many things in common, and we encounter issues that are similar, even though our circumstances are very, very different. So that's what I'm expecting. That's what I'm hoping to give to everyone, is a way to relate to other women who might on the surface seem really different, but actually I think we're all a lot more similar than other people believe. And I think if we unite together as women and uphold each other instead of tearing each other down, I think we can continue to do really amazing things in this world. And I think it just starts really at the center, at yourself, and saying, I want to be better. I don't like this about myself. How can I fix it? We just passed New Year's, and a lot of my friends made resolutions, and I didn't. I resolve to do things every day, but I'm not going to take the beginning of the calendar year to say, this year I'm going to blank, because I don't think I'm going to be successful. I say, I have a goal. I'm determined. I'm going to reach it, but I don't make a blanket statement. I wrote everything down, everything I wanted to do, every dream I have, every hope, every expectation was written down. You know, it wasn't some drunken declaration at 12:02, I'm losing weight this year. No, I got serious. And I really hope I can inspire other people to get serious too about making important changes in your life that will affect you for the rest of your life, that will be important, that will make you love yourself more and be a better person, maybe a better friend, a better daughter, a better sister, a better wife, a better mother. I look forward to further podcasts and interacting with listeners and readers. And hopefully one day I'll reach my extreme dream and Ellen DeGeneres will be interviewing me on her show. Yay! Okay, that's all for today. Have a wonderful day, and I hope you just take from this all wonderful and positive things, and we'll see you soon.